Emotions ran high at airports across the country today, with Wellington, Christchurch and Queenstown airports welcoming their first international passenger flights in almost 400 days. The Trans-Tasman bubble, expected to deliver a $1 billion boost to the economy, is officially open. That meant 5,000 passengers were able to travel freely between here and Australia today without the need to quarantine. Visual journalists Samuel Rilstone and Dom Thomas were at Wellington Airport to witness what Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern described as akin to scenes from the movie Love Actually.
A moving porphyry to welcome Air New Zealand flight NZ246 in Wellington this afternoon. The first international passenger flight to touch down in the capital in more than a year. Emotions ran high for those waiting at the arrival gate, eager for long overdue hugs, as a live video link showed the new arrivals entering the terminal. John Garside was one of the first through the arrival gate, having returned from a month-long trip to Australia for his daughter's wedding.
Oh, magnificent. We thought it was 4 weeks quarantine. Now none, so fantastic. Yeah. Great, very friendly. A couple of champagnes helped, so it's very nice.
Ronnie Percy was reunited with her son Alistair, who lives in Australia. She hasn't seen him for 15 months.
I haven't slept for a week. I've been smiling every night in bed.
Oh, great. Yeah, really good. Yeah, had a great time. Yeah. Lots of cheering and lots of clapping on the way. So happy to be back.
Peter also works in Sydney. Pre-COVID, he would come home to New Zealand 3 or 4 times a year. He was here just 3 months ago for a visit, but this time there's no managed isolation.
But this is so much more exciting to actually be welcomed in. So it's better than going into a hotel, you know, it's very eerie when you're doing that. So yeah, it's good. Got all my nieces and nephews here, so yeah.
Waiting for the rest of the Trans-Tasman travellers to come out, Rachel's come to the airport with her mum to meet her sister Laura, who is celebrating her birthday today. They haven't seen each other since a family holiday in Australia in January last year.
Really excited. We've had a lot of, gone through a lot of stuff, I guess, since the lockdown happened, and it would just be amazing to see Laura and then eventually Zoe again. But yeah, so I think she's really looking forward to coming home. So it'll be quite an emotional reunion, I imagine. Same with you?
Yeah, ditto.
And what are the big birthday plans?
Mum's going to cook Laura's favourite dish, which is schnitzel.
Madison Turley last saw her sister and brother-in-law in December 2019. Today she's come to be reunited and see her one-year-old niece in person for the first time.
Oh, it just means so much. You sort of miss them every day and you can't do anything to see them. It's sort of missing a part of your life in a way. You can't go there all the time, but yeah, no, it means heaps.
Judy's grandson is studying in Sydney. News of the bubble means a long-awaited catch-up for his second week of university holidays.
Oh, I just want to give him a big hug. Yeah, see how much more he's grown. Yeah, so it's lovely.
Gabriel Lau's daughter Isabella is at university in Sydney. He's flown up from his home in Dunedin to see her for the first time since she went back to Australia to study last August.
My mother's having her 80th birthday tomorrow, so she's coming back for that, for her grandmother's birthday. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
He says he's not too concerned if Isabella gets stuck here in the event of another lockdown.
She did find a struggle when she went to Australia because their lockdown is a lot, or their quarantine's a lot stricter. So she struggled with that a little bit because, you know, they're basically locked in a room for 2 weeks. Whereas I think we're a bit more civilised in New Zealand, if that's the right word.
Diane Trotman couldn't wait to hug all her grandchildren, running from the arrival gate.
Amazing. Amazing. It's nothing like Zoom. Nothing.
Meanwhile, the first international passengers from Australia landed in Christchurch from Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane this afternoon. There are expected to be 400 Trans-Tasman flights between Australia and New Zealand this week, compared with just 36 for the first week of April. For Checkpoint, Samuel Rilstone.